How'd you do in our league this week?
I won. I did well. I think second high points.
Look at you. Yeah,
a bunch of scrubs.
Dustin yeah. drafted with us yeah. a bunch of. We had yeah. about four or five listeners with us.
Yeah.
In our podcast video.
Yeah.
We set up a league. Dustin, you know, gets late notice because we put it together in like a week. He's out of town. His internet crashes as the internet goes down.
Yeah.
Then the draft froze itself, right? We had troubles with CBS. I will shout them out. Thank you. So then you
missed 30%
of you missed five guys.
Yeah.
You missed five guys on a 15-man roster.
And Michael Thomas is my main guy. Hasn't played yet. Yeah. You know, Derrick Henry didn't play last week.
Humble brag. Do it. Do it. And be a pick. Yeah. What do we say at the beginning of the year, though? This is going to be as much about pickups as who you draft to start,
exactly.
because it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
And it has been.
Jerry Jeudy filled in well. Good little pickup, you know. I forgot the other guy I picked up did well for me. Yeah, you know.
Last week, Big Ben, Derrick Henry, James Conner, Juju. Yeah, you're missing two teams of talented offensive players, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, and you know, Michael Thomas, come on, bro. I need you back. I need my
full
squad.
You're in a good position. You're surviving it.
Yeah.
How
did you do? You played Adam, right?
I faced Adam Hill, and I lost 110. I lost 110 to 109.
I lost by
1 point.
You know, and Adam's got the problem because his squad's so good. He's got such a good bench. He's always going to start the wrong guy.
Well, I do that too. I think I have like six receivers, one number one in Mike Evans, and I started AJ Green, and he had 1 point. So I lost by one, and AJ Green produced all of 1 point.
Can we tell Von Tobel to please bench McCaffrey Devontae Adams?
We will get on
please.
Him because he was super intense about this, and then he didn't do a starting lineup.
He's got a darn good team, too. Yeah. And he still won, and he had those guys in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's talk, first of all, the challenge this week of quarterbacks. If you have Aaron Rodgers, well, first of all, anyone who drafted Aaron Rodgers,
congratulations.
I don't think you overdraft him. Holy crap. What a pick.
I didn't see that coming. Who was the tight end that got three touchdowns? I've never heard of like
Robert Tanjin. What oh I mean, we played the highlight 15 times. I'm like, I don't know who he is. Matt Stafford's out this week, so believe it or not, first challenge for some people in terms of finding a starting quarterback if you don't have a good backup. The running back situation. This is amazing now,
it
right?
Is
this
amazing.
Week,
yeah.
You already had Barkley go down for the year. Who I had Austin Ekeler. Nick Chubb, McCaffrey still out. By the way, Ekeler, who I have on the same team as Barkley. So there go my two big high-dollar running backs. And now you got to start leaning on backups. Mike Davis is okay. The Browns are fine.
You were smart, though. You got Ekeler's backup.
I have Josh Kelly, but is he even the backup? Because he keeps fumbling the ball.
Nah, I hear you.
And behind Chubb, you know,
Chubb, but he's not playing, right?
Well, someone's going to have Kareem Hunt.
Oh, so... And get this. So this is almost I've never seen this. Is D'Ernest Johnson? I think he's the backup, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's 0% owned. Like, have you guys ever seen that? Like 0%. Like
never.
I've seen like 1%. Like,
well, why would you own? You have it's like one of the best 1-2 combinations in recent history. Who would think the guy would ever get a carry? And then he leads him in carries.
But some weird 16-team, you know. 20-man bench, like at least rostered him